guys, today we're going to be doing a review and live demo of the MK3 Carabao. Full disclosure, this was sent to me for review by Dunkel Dan and Carabao Corp. They have no say or sway over my opinions and no money has exchanged hands. This time I thought we could do it in a slightly different format. I thought that we could start with your questions so that we touch on the most important things for you, the viewers, which, after all, is why we are here. So I'm going to be fielding some questions and we'll see where that takes us. Ding, ding. Nice to see you, Kimpadding 65. Ding, and your salad cream underscore eggs too. Okay. As we wait for more participants to join, I'll just do a quick overview. As you can see from the form factor right off the bat, the MK3 is a very attractive product and at a very attractive price point. Hats off to the guys at Carabao, because to fit all these new features into this slimline design and to match the price of the previous model is a remarkable feat.
Hello, crazy Sonath.
Ding, ding, ding. Maria Tata 54, are you going to do a comparison review with the MK2? Oh Christ, I hope not. Okay, I have something to say and I want you all to listen carefully. I've come across this problem again and again and I think it's a problem of this platform. Maybe it's just the way we're living as a whole society, I don't know. It's very simple and it may sound harsh, but here it is. Use your own brain. You are all furnished with this magical machine that it seems at times you shy away from using, or you've just thrown in the bin. I can't tell you how to use your own brain. I don't have a manual for that. You all seem to be treating your brains like just another piece of tech that has become outdated. There is no upgrade. The brain is it. No, in fact, I'll put this differently. Your brain is the upgrade to any of your technology. And it does automatic updates every time you use it. You don't need to watch these videos. I don't need to tell you what to buy or how to use the things that you buy. You can do this all yourselves. The only reason I'm here is that I enjoy using these bits of technology. I like playing with these things to find out how they work, and I like it so much that I want to do it in front of a camera. That's the mystery solved there. I love finding things out by doing things, and if you all spent the same amount of time doing the things that you watch other people doing, you would be as good as they are at doing those things. Sure, I get it. Most of you aren't actually creative in any way, and you just tune into this channel because you're lonely and I'm a likable person and I have a desirable life. You probably all imagine that we're friends in some way, or that by subscribing to my channel we have a close connection, that when you comment with your small questions in your deferential way with your ingratiating tone mashed up with buddy language and an over-familiarity that frankly I find creepy, you are making an impression on me. Okay, that reminds me. Pete Mansell, are you here today? Pete, give me a thumbs up if you are. Great. Hi, Pete. I hope your arm is feeling better. Like I said before, lots of fresh fruit and vegetables and lots, and I mean lots, of rest. Don't push it too hard, even to take my course on Thursday that I saw you signed up to. Ding, ding. It was good to see you on Monday. Okay, Pete, so this is what I want to talk about. This goes out to you, Pete, but it applies to all of you. I'll put it as clearly as I can. If you ever see me in the street again, or in a cafe or wherever, do not, and I repeat, do not come over and talk to me. We do not know each other. We are not friends. I mean, man, I was with my mommy. After you left, she asked me how I knew you, and I told her you were my stalker, which is kind of true, Pete. The number of messages you send me and posting pictures of me and turning up to the same places that I go to. Sad face. Don't be sad. I'll see you next week on the Intimate Mix course, which for those listeners who have not joined the course, though this one is completely booked up, I highly recommend the next one that will be running in January. Smiley face. More like it. That's one thing I love about you, Pete. You always bounce back. An inspiration to us all. User 882611. Is that a limited edition Obi Flex? Wow, you're brave to take that out of its box. It'll be a guaranteed collector's item in the next 20 years. You probably lost like 2K on your investment. Tershin, user 882611. If you love boxes so much, you should go work in a warehouse. Christ, you probably do. People, you've got to think outside the box. Excuse the pun. You'll never get anything done if all you think about is future return or preserving perfection or whatever it is that makes you put white gloves on before you play with your toys, which you probably don't even do because you're too busy dusting their boxes or looking up how much their value has increased since you bought them. In fact, you probably have an Excel file where you log their monthly accrual. Embarrassed face. Knew it. Take off those gloves, dude, and start living in the present. Enjoy what you've got now, not in the future. You probably need to eat more vegetables, too. Bing. Kipper 97. We can't all be good at everything. No, you can't, and obviously aren't, at much. Bing. Kipper 97 PS. What's happening with Chitter's chat? That's been put on hold for the moment. There have been some complications with the meat supplier, which hopefully will be ironed out shortly. I know a lot of you guys will be disappointed about that, so instead, I've decided to, in the meanwhile, extend these live chats once a week and then do something a bit different on a Saturday or Sunday where I thought we could move out of the studio and we can spend some time with my family. I know you all want more time with Fifi, so she will definitely be joining us on these weekend sessions. Let me know what works best for most of you and we can start arranging this for the end of the month. And this is probably a good time to remind you that if you become a sponsor, you get special behind-the-scenes footage, a monthly in-person chat with me, and some extra goodies. Lipids digging your bracelet. Yes, thank you for noticing. My good friend Beanie Bob, who also has a fantastic channel, I'll put a link in the description below, taught me how to make these, which is pretty awesome. Lipids possible merch. You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, let's have a show of thumbs. Who of you lot would be interested in one of these? What should I call them? Ding. Friendship bracelets. Yeah, right, Sandy, that's it. So how many of you would be interested in a handmade friendship bracelet, custom made, from me to you, say $30 a piece? Okay, so we're in business. Orders will be open from tonight. The t-shirt I'm wearing can also be purchased on my page, Bing 22. And the tats. I imagine you're joking, but if you're not, then PM me. I still have the designs, but they will definitely come at a premium. You know, they say that imitation is the best form of flattery, but I disagree. In my book, Money is the best form of flattery. Bing 22, PM'd. Okay, we will discuss it later. Okay, let's get back to it. What was I saying? Oh yeah, independence. So what are we doing with this tech? Why are we interested in buying and using this technology? What purpose does it serve in our lives? Yes, Marishan, you guessed it. Independence. This stuff is meant to make us more free to express our ideas. We buy these tools to make things easier for ourselves to do the hard work of creating something new. Limpid Husk, where do you get your ideas from? Well, Limpid Husk, where did you get that question from? That seems like a bargain basement kind of question. In fact, no, it wouldn't even be found there. It's simply a terrible question. Listen, everyone. I don't know why you think I'm different from you. Are you getting distracted by my face, my possessions, my voice? What is it? What? You think you'll never have a life as nice as mine? Look, what I have, how I look, who I am, what I say, these are all choices. I make them, and you should make them too. Your own choices. Essentially, I am exactly like you. Okay, so you ask me where I get my ideas from. Let me put it like this. You put one foot in front of the other and you start walking. This is where your brain comes back into the picture. Your brain is the machine that will tell you if it is good, if it is the right direction, if it is what you like, if it is boring or just a copy or whatever. Your brain is the key. Pushing buttons overseen by a brain, this is how it's done. It's that simple. You don't need me for that. In fact, if any of you had any sense, you wouldn't come back here. You wouldn't listen to my advice. You wouldn't buy these things that I keep telling you to buy. You would just go and use whatever you have, whatever is in front of you in the moment. Okay, so I think we're going to have to end it there. I hope this has been useful. As you've seen, the MK3 Carabao is a sweet piece of equipment, and I highly, highly recommend that you all get your hands on one and try it out for yourselves. You'll find affiliated links in the description below, which if you use really helps out the channel. So finally, to repeat what I said before, I hope I never see any of you around here again. On that note, peace, love, and don't forget to tune in next week. Adios.